Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars.
Greetings, and welcome once again our radio listening broadcast to our radio listening broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today. We are so glad to have you with us to support us and to continue to give us your support. We pray that you will enjoy the teaching today and that we are bringing to you those teachings that are so rich with the information and guidance to keep you on the straight path, the one that was created by the Creator of all of us, the way of life that He has given us to live. We pray that you will, that will help you to know and to strive to live according to this way of life, His way of life. We want to thank you again for joining us, and we want to let you know that we have another good one for you today. I'm currently using my phone today, so I'm switching back and forth here, trying to make sure I'm in the right place. We have another good, beautiful discussion today for you today. Today's discussion is a world of people addicted to evil. I know that one sounds wild, you know. A world of people addicted to evil? That's one to think about. Yes. When we look around us and see what's happening in the world, we can surely understand why this is necessary. This is a world of people addicted to evil and false desires. And as long as this goes on, we will bring our life on this earth to a quick end. We have today many religions, but most people in religion today have no faith. True faith is belief in the unseen. Most people only believe in what they can see. Even if most people believe in a creator by their conduct, they act like he doesn't exist. Their ways are evil, selfish, and wicked. Humans' evil ways is about to bring human life on this earth to an end. Life can exist as long as people accept both evil and good to be acceptable conduct. Almighty Allah said in His book, the Holy Quran, that evil and good together will destroy the human soul. People are not concerned about their spiritual life. Most people live worse than brute beasts. At least if brute beasts see danger, they will try to avoid the danger. Most people love danger and doing wickedness. Most people appear to have evil intentions, and their conduct bears witness to this fact. Most people try to justify the evil they do by thinking that the good they do will justify that evil. This type of thinking is insane. The people have been warned today, just as they were warned in the past, that the end of evil is evil. So you see, people, we have a hot discussion for you today, huh? Yes, very powerful. Very powerful and strong discussion. And we want you to just relax and join us. Join us by coming in, giving us feedback, and being a part of the discussion. This is what it's all about. We want you to join in the discussion with us. And you do that by pushing the number one button. Push the number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in our studio. And when it shows up, we'll have you to join us. So sit back now and relax as I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I greet all of you all in the beautiful greetings of peace. And these greetings are from your Creator. He wants you to have peace on earth as it is in His heaven. And He made this world for us to have peace. But you can't have peace without good moral conduct. You have to have good morality. Peace comes from aligning or tuning your life with the will of God, Allah, being man, He's all good. With that, we're on with prayer, with Allah's name, attributes, which are all good. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer and of all the worlds and all the systems of knowledge. We worship you alone, and you alone do we seek for help. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not rough and who go not astray. I mean, that's called the opening of the Fataha in Arabic, the opening. And, you know, that brings me to this, and this based on the topic today. I want to first say this. First of all, I want all of you to know, most of you, a lot of you probably already know, an addict is somebody addicted to something. Like you got drug addicts. You got alcohol addicts. You got sex addicts. So there's all types of addictions. But the worst is addiction that lead into all other addictions is the addiction to your evil ways. Almighty Allah say in His final revelations in the Quran that all the good that happens in the human being life comes from Him. And He say all the bad that happens to us come from our own selves. People, so stop trying to blame the devil for the wrong in your life, for your evil. Stop trying to blame your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your friend. Each and every individual that the Creator created are personally responsible to Him for their own conduct, their own actions. And the Creator of the heavens and the earth say He will never, Allah, say He will never change the evil and bad conditions that we are experiencing all over the earth. Evil is about to annihilate the whole human race because most of the whole human race is addicted to evil. They try to make evil fair seeming. Recently, the United States government, they got on the money, material, which represents materialism, in God we trust. Well, what God do they trust when they legalize same-sex marriage? Is that the God you worship, people? That is the God you worship, but that God is the God of evil. You know who the God of evil is? The God of evil is Satan. Yes. And you can't see Satan, and you can't see Allah. But you can see the manifestation of the works of God, who is all good, through the life of good human beings. And you can see the work of the evil Satan through the life of bad and evil and wicked people. Yes. So all praise is due to Allah, the one Creator. I just want to remind you of some of the attributes of your Creator and the evil one, the Satan, in the Quran, he says this right here. He say, I fear Allah. He's telling people, y'all doing all them evil things, in other words, and y'all trying to blame me, but you can't blame me because I fear Allah. I fear the Creator. Y'all don't. My job is to try to get y'all not to fear Him so y'all can do anything and destroy y'allself. And y'all can get, I can get y'all in my evil network and keep you there. People, I want y'all to understand that the Creator is our seed. He's the guide to the right path. He's the Al-Wadith, the supreme inheritor of the heavens and the earth. He's the Al-Baku, the everlasting. He's the Al-Hadi, the guide. He's the Enor, the light. What do I mean by light? You think you can see just because the sun is out? Human beings don't see with the eyes in their head. Human beings see with the spirit of God, Allah, in their hearts. It's called spiritual insight. Because the things that you see are not real. He put us in this unreal world, and he put us in an unreal body, only to test our faith to see who would believe in the seen or who would believe in the unseen. Yes. And belief is, that's the key word for belief in your Creator. He said those who believe in him, they fear him. What do we mean by that? The evil already done said it fear Allah. So if evil, the one most people worship in there, Satan, if he fear Allah, why shouldn't the people fear Allah? Because he got himself deceived. And he ain't got them that way. They got themselves, self-deceived. And he just only helped them stay that way until they die. Because he know if they die following their own self-desires and self-will, they going straight to hell, coming around to hell with them. You know, that's where the term come in, misery love company. You want your company, people. Y'all want the company. And look at the world. The world is a simulation of hell. Because why did I say that? In hell, people will be tormented in all kinds of ways, and they won't never end. Well, day in and day out, you see people committing all kinds of crimes and evil against humanity, other human beings. And they ain't stopping. They trying to top what they did the day prior. The evil they did yesterday, they already prepared to do more evil than that. Because, see, Almighty Allah say when evil gets you under its web or net, it don't never relax its effort to keep driving you far, far away from his truth till you can't get back to him. Almighty Allah say in this statement to clarify for you don't understand what I'm saying, he says evil or sin can reach a point in the life of the human being where the doors of his forgiveness are closed on you. You can't get back. No, he won't even forgive you no more. You see? So the choice is ours. Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, he don't force you to do good. He don't force you to follow his will, and he didn't allow the devil or Satan to force you to do wrong. He ain't got no power to do wrong. I mean to make us do wrong, excuse me. The devil, as you call him, or Satan, or Shaitan. Who do you want to call him? Same one. The evil one, the chief deceiver. And you think you can out-deceive the chief deceiver people? You're insane. Allah gave him that title for a reason. He's the chief deceiver. Huh? And boy, have he deceived most of the people on this earth to believe that their evil is their good. Most people believe that their evil is fair. It's fair. Everybody got the right to do your own thing. You know, if you want the man and you're a man, get the man. Go on and be with the man. Be with him. If you want to be a woman and you want to be with another woman, it's all right. God let everybody have a freedom of choice. So why not? If you want to molest a little child, go on and do it. They had a song out back when I was coming up as a youngster. I'm 61. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you who to sock it to. Listen to that type of language. And there was many more songs that was encouraging us into evil. Now most all the songs our singers are singing nothing but evil and evil videos and evil, videos where you can see them killing and sex and just all kinds of perverted sex and all kinds of evil killing cutting people's heads off, maiming the people's bodies. All this horrific stuff. And people are leaving their children right there in front of the TV to just let the devil be their guide. That's why each generation is becoming more evil, each generation of children, because they're being bred fed on evil. In the United States, it's called, they had a movie called The Wild Wild West. This is the Wild Wild West, meaning it's lawless. There is no law here in America. You are in America, you're free to steal. You're free to break the law until they catch you. But who gonna stop them from breaking the law? The government breaks the law every day. So what law do we have here in America? You don't have no law. You don't even have no law in the world. Because the real law that governs our lives as people is the law of the Creator. What is His law? His law is called a moral law. You know what moral law means? It means His good law. His law is for the good of all His creation. He created everything He created in His goodness to be good. As human beings, we choose to be bad and make this world bad. And we choose to allow ourselves to take control of us and lead us into evil and become a partner with the devil and this evil followers, the jinn or demons, evil spirits you can't see. Assalamu alaikum for right now.
Alaikum asalam. Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. You see, he is starting out strong, letting us know about the evilness of this big world that we are living in today. That's not a normality, that's an abnormality. And because of the evil ways that man is bringing on himself, has brought on himself today, he has brought this world to the brink of destruction, total destruction, human destruction. That's where we are today, people. That's why you see so much going on. I was just listening today, and the world was really shocked. They thought, well, how much further can he go, speaking of the President Trump? And we really even hate to call him our president because it's such a shame and insult, you know. It's very disappointing. Some countries refuse to accept him in their country. They don't even want to see him, especially with the last comment that he made about the Haitian people and the minorities. It was a shame. There has been no such indecency in the White House, as a president in the White House, since the presidency has existed. This man has come below human moral standards of life to expose himself in the worst way. And the words that he used to talk about these people were unbelievable. It was a shock to humanity. And they couldn't believe it. It was hard to accept. And still is hard to accept. And then they had a preacher, poor Haitian, and he came out to speak against it. He said, everyone's afraid to speak up. And what he said in retorting to what the president had said about the Haitian people, it was as bad or worse. The language that he used was horrible. And then he was playing a dance with the president, talking about his mother, which was totally unnecessary to go this far. So it shows people that if we have no moral standards at the head, at the rulership, who's supposed to be the example, then what do you expect of a country? You certainly can't expect the rest of the body to be good when the head is not good. The head is evil. The head is demonstrating the worst of morals. What do you expect the people to demonstrate? So this is a very sad time and day because man has gone so far astray from the Creator and the right way, and he sees himself as God and refuses to even believe in any other God. This is showing by his actions. He says one thing and does another. That's Satan, the devil, deceiving the people. So it's really where we are today. You really need to listen to Imam Shahid Shabazz and what he's saying, because this is totally what they call the end of time. And we want to understand what we mean by the end of time. I see here that we do have a few listeners. they seem to just come on. They haven't been on that long. So why don't we have you, Ma'am Shaheen? We want to let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Ma'am Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is A World Addicted to Evil. And as we say, we can see that by the one we have chosen to lead us and to rule us. And the evil is his evil is beyond imagination, what he's doing, what he's saying, and what he's doing. It's totally unbelievable for a leader ahead of our nation. And the other nations don't even want to have anything to do with him anymore. They are just in shock that we could have this type of person to be leading us. So we will now turn the teachings back over to Imam Shaheen Shabazz to continue with the discussion.
Yes. I want to say, first and foremost of all, I thank Almighty God, Allah, for me and the co-host inspiring us with this program over probably a little over 2 years, because it's helping a lot of people to understand the true reality of the true Creator. Like Muhammad Ali said, I know the real God. He ain't no white man. He ain't no black man. You can't see him, but he can see you, and he can see us. And I'm standing up for my God, and if y'all want to kill me, I'm not going to relinquish my soul over to y'all just because y'all going to stop me from making no money, because my God is all-powerful. Now, I want to say this about what Nicole said about Donald Trump. One name I give him is Donald Duck, because all he do is just quack, 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 quack. He's saying nothing. He quack, quack, quack. He's the personification of the devil. Yes. And the truth always come back around. So you seeing Donald Trump represent white America. They did not name the White House for nothing. The white people, so-called white people, when they didn't even know America existed for a long time. It was the Muslim Africans that navigated them over here to America, and they had been coming over here for centuries. Yes. Yes. So, you know, how is this here white America when the native Indians was here before any immigrant, Africans or Caucasians or anybody got here? They was here living in peace and harmony. So now the Europeans, they have spread it, the ungodly Jacobite, Judaic European. They're the same one. They personify evil. They got an organization, and rich people are mainly in their organization, rich black movie stars, singers, or whatever, called Illuminati. Illuminati really means to put out the light. See, Allah says in the Quran about the lamp and the light in the niche, and he said the light inside the glass. It illuminates the whole room and light the whole room up. Well, Satan's job and this people's job is to put the light out. So they're Illuminati. So they're saying, we're not going to follow the light. We're going to follow evil and darkness. And they worship evil. They worship Satan. Huh? They sell their souls to be stars in this unreal world. And it's taught by all the prophets of Almighty Allah. It's been the truth throughout the beginning of time when the Creator first created the creation, that the truth shall set you free. You see, and he, the Creator, he brought everything you see out of darkness into light. So the light for the human being, again, for you to understand and know right from wrong, is the light of Allah. It's called the Nur in Arabic, the light of Allah. And your life in you is not your heart beating, pumping blood through your jugular vein from your brain to your heart. Your life blood, your life is the Creator. He's the one keeping you alive. And he say he's closer to you than your jugular vein. So people, evil ain't going to go away by itself. Each of us are personally responsible to fight evil in ourselves. And Almighty God Allah say in these last and evil days, when he's getting ready to destroy evil, he's letting evil get at his worst so he can gather it all together so when he wipe it out, it will never be no more evil on this planet. He says, so as he created the planet in the beginning, so shall he return it back to that way in the end. He created the planet Earth and the heavens and earth all good, and he's getting ready to wipe out all evil and restore justice and his goodness back on this planet Earth. And everybody that resists him, you'll bring destruction on yourself, and that's most of the people. And this is something I want all of you to know, too, before I stop briefly at this time. The creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah, the all in all, he say that on the day called resurrection and judgment, when he judged the countless people there, he say out of every 1,000 persons, only one is coming to heaven. He's going to let come back to heaven with him, and the other 999, they're going to hell. Think about it. And our Muslim ancestors had a song here in America called When the Saints Go Marching In. I want to be in that number. And Prophet Muhammad said that it's only going to be a few people out of all the people Allah created on the day of judgment. See, because on the day of judgment, Allah says it's going to be total darkness. We're going to be resurrected in the total darkness. And he say the unbelievers are going to say, and the hypocrites, God, Allah, Lord, why are you making me blind while in the on earth you gave me sight? Allah say he going to tell them, while you was on the earth, you didn't use your sight to try to look inside to see me. All you wanted was the things that I created. You didn't want to know me. So you was blind to me in the on the earth when I had you there. So you're going to be blind to me now, and you won't see me now. And so they won't be able to see how to cross over this bridge called the Sirat. That's the bridge that leads into paradise. And then some people have called it the bridge over troubled waters, because under that bridge is hell, and it's trouble, nothing but trouble for those under that bridge. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Shaheed Shabab, teaching strong today on a world addicted to evil. To evil. And why do we say that it's addicted to evil? Look around, you people. What is just about everybody doing now and trying to justify themselves in it? Everyone is doing their evil, trying to mix with good, and thinking that the good is going to wipe out the evil that they're doing. They say one thing and they do another. They talk about God, but they don't follow them, but they do just the opposite. They follow Shaitan, they listen to the call of Shaitan, and the pumping glitter of this world excites them. So they want to get a part of it. And in such so doing it, they are destroying themselves, their own soul. I was just looking at part of the Quran. I like to sometimes mention in the Quran. This is so beautiful. I'm going to start with this Surah 30 that I was looking at. I got here that I was reading. It says, do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them? They were superior to them in strength. They tilled the soil and populated it in greater numbers than these. And they're talking about the people today have done.
That's right.
There came to them their messengers with clear signs, which they rejected to their own destruction.
There it is.
It was not
It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged their own souls. In the long run, evil in the extreme will be the end of those who do evil, for that they rejected the signs of Allah and held him up to ridicule. And you can see that so clearly today. You can see the time.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, sir. We allow evil. As I said, when the ruler, the head, who's supposed to be the example to all humanity, who's supposed to be presenting the best of their nation, the best of their country, is presenting the worst and doing more evil and wicked than the people are themselves doing, it's a sin and a shame. And it lets you know that evil is telling you that it tends to take over. But man plans and law plans, and law is the best of planning. And so man is looking at this evil in fear that if they don't follow it, they will be destroyed. It will destroy them. But it's not the evil that's going to destroy them. It's that the evil within them that's destroying them.
Absolutely.
The acceptance of evil. The acceptance and the fear of doing what is good and what is right. They don't fear Allah. They fear Shaitan. So they follow him, thinking that everything is going to be all right. People. Today, we have people killing people. And so, like they're killing flies, or the roaches, so to speak. They have no respect to humanity, no respect for life. Killing their own children, doing evil acts to their own children, sexual acts, immoral acts. This is the worst time in history that we're living today. And the law is on the scene, as we can see. Look at the letter of what's happening, huh? His destruction is still much worse if we can have eyes to see. These mudslides, these fires in California where they weren't expected to be. The worst weather that we have, the coldest weather, is in the south now instead of up north. The coldest year that we've had so far this year and places that have never snowed before have been in the south. So people, Allah is letting you know he's using his weapons. What do you say his weapons would be? The forces of nature, right? And he's using that against man. But he's not going to come over here all of a sudden. He's gradually destroying them. He's gradually bringing evil to an end to give us constantly a chance to repent. But evil gets to a point where it doesn't repent. And this seems to be the point that we're at now. All right, we do have listening. Today we do have some guests here that have been on for a while, and I'm going to stop at this time to give them a chance to comment. We have our 413-2512. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, how are you?
Fine, how are you, my sister?
No, I'm just in listening mode, that's all. I'm just enjoying the show.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes,
do you have any comments so far?
No comments at this time, sister.
All right, we just continue to sit and listen to the teaching today. We have a powerful, powerful discussion here today.
Thank you
for listening in. Now we have 240-462-0203. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
This is Brother Marin Mukmin out in Fort Washington, Maryland.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes. I'm listening to your program. Yes, you have a very informative program. We just got to just continue to get it out there and tell the truth. Get the truth over to our people. We need that so much so, other than this falsehood that we're living in. So let's keep that truth flowing. And let's try to live an example of the Prophet, the peace and blessing be upon him. Because in all things, Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, he did everything he could to bring about peace. Our first word in greeting is peace. We're trying to bring about peace and truth, truth and peace.
That's right.
So we pray a lot that we follow the examples of the Prophet, the peace and blessing be upon him, okay?
Yes,
that's
indeed.
All I have. That's all I have, my brothers and sisters. A beautiful, informing message, but let's spread the peace. Let's try to go in a most morally way of peace.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for those wonderful comments and that mm-hmm. great inspiration, not only for Muslims, but for all humankind. We are one human family.
That's
and Prophet
right.
Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he always, as one sister said, took out time for the people. The religious people today, they act like they done took religion to be social clubs. And they done forgot about the people all around them and the children too. And the Satan is just having his way with the world because the people in religion ain't obeying their creator.
MashaAllah.
Prophet Muhammad was one man, and he, because of his obedience to the Creator, he blessed that one man to get followers after followers until that man got his truth all over the world. That's why we got civilization today, because the world was uncivilized. The world was uncivilized 1,400 years ago. And it would never have came back to civilization except through the book of civilization, which is the Holy Quran. So I'm going to read something here in the Quran. It's dedicated to the hypocrites in religion. It says, Allah says in the Quran here, it's from the Revelation, this is Surah 9. You can read it for yourself. He says the hypocrites, men and women, have an understanding with each other. Allah says they enjoin evil and forbid what is good or just. And Allah says they are cold with their hands, meaning they stinger. They ain't giving up nothing, but they're taking everything. He said they have forgotten Allah and me, so I have forgotten them. He said truly the hypocrites are rebellious and perverse, meaning they perverted. He said Allah say he had promised the hypocrites, men and women, and the rejecters of faith, the fire of hell. He said therein shall they dwell. He said, sufficient is it for them. For them is the curse of Allah and an enduring punishment. As in the case of those before you, they were mightier, Allah said, than you, this generation in power, and more flourishing in material things and following. He said, they and their people had their enjoyment of their portion, and you got your little enjoyment today of your portion, the people today, as did those before you. He said, and they indulged in idle talk, the hypocrites. He said, they indulged in idle talk, and their works are no good in this world, he said. And he said, their works are no good in the hereafter. And he said, in the hereafter, they will be the ones who lose all spiritual good.
Amen. Okay, Aki, like I say, it's so informative. It's so informative. And we just got to keep on trying to live with examples of our prophet, the peace and blessing be upon him.
Absolutely.
Because he did, and believe it or not, he was uneducated. He was an uneducated prophet. He didn't get all the degrees and all the schooling and everything. He was a common man. And he had such he had such high morals. And see, that's what
he did.
Morally, we need to get back to morally discipline. Discipline that our mothers and our fathers put in us in our days to be kind, to be merciful to our people, to show mercy. Show mercy in such a common way. You don't have to be a flamboyant and all this and that. Just show the example of the prophet, the peace and blessing be upon him. A common man. And
yes, he was. Yes, he is.
That's what we have to be. We got to be so common in our morally discipline, morally pursuits. In everything we do, we got to be common in it, but we have to be so merciful that we're blessed with this religion, Al-Islam. Because
right.
it's showing us, it's trying to show us the right way. It's trying to show us the right way. So we just have to stay with the prophet, the peace and blessing be upon him. He was a wonderful
right.
unschooled man, but had morally disciplines that he changed the countries. He changed countries with his pursuit. He sent out people that were so struck by the prophet that he changed his countries, continents, with his pursuits, man. His morally constant, his constant.
That's correct.
Morals, man. So I thank
yes.
the Lord for the prophet. So it is such an example for us to live that way and stay with that way. And don't never ever leave, ever leave that way. Because
that's right.
Commonly pursuit toward our excellence. You know?
Yes.
Because if the prophet could do it, he was a human man just like us. We can do
that's
it.
That's what
too.
He said.
Alhamdulillah.
Walaikum salam. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your participation.
Yes.
It always helps when we have participation because, you know, Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know one another and
that's
not
right.
hate
that's
and
right.
despise
that's
each
right.
other.
That's right.
And
that's
as
right.
you say, Allah
right.
said his servants are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when the ignorant address them, they say peace, salam.
Alhamdulillah.
And that's how the prophet walked
so
on there. And all that's how all the prophets walked on this earth. Allah say all the prophets and messengers walked through the streets.
Alhamdulillah.
Say that's what our mission was in the street. That's where our mission is.
Ooh. Good gracious.
It's in the street.
I'm trying to tell you. That's true.
I know a man named Walter D. Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the forgiveness and mercy of Allah, and may he grant him Jannah. He said about 25 years ago, he said, y'all come to the masjids all the time. And he said, that's good. He said,
yeah.
but the word ain't in the masjid, it's in the street. He said, God's people are, Allah's people are out in the street. He said,
that's
Satan
right.
is also out there too.
That's right. That's
so
right.
we ain't out there trying to get God's people.
That's right.
What he said, what he was saying is that this right here, I want to say this about the prophet because you mentioned Prophet Muhammad a lot. Prophet Muhammad said, always try to pray in congregation, in unity. He said you
yes,
get
right.
blessed 27 times more when you pray in unity than by yourself.
That's right. That's right.
But he
that's
said
right.
also, he warned us, he said there's coming a time, Muslims, when you don't let your homes or houses become a graveyard. What do you
oh,
mean
yeah.
by that? And the law says it. That in the last days we are in, where you will find that Satan is what? On the straight way in religion. He lying in religion. You got more false leaders in all religions, even in Islam today, than you ever had in the history of mankind.
Right.
So they're running the people, the good people, to the streets. So why do we have to go to true believers to get God's Allah's people in the streets like the prophets and the messengers of Allah?
That's right.
Prayers and peace be upon them all.
That's
and
right.
we have Allah say Prophet Muhammad was a witness, a shaheed, a witness of his truth and good moral conduct for all Muslims. And he say, all Muslims, we supposed to be showing and exhibiting the best moral conduct for humanity.
That's right.
And if you ain't doing that, Allah say he won't guide you if you don't go out there and strive in his cause with everything he give you. And he said if you love your mother, your wife, your son, your daughter, your commerce, what you fear to lose, your home, anything more than you love him, and Allah, his prophet Muhammad, and striving in his cause, he said, wait until I bring about my decision. And he said, I guide not the rebellious. So we
right.
can't put nothing before the cause of Allah. Because the cause of Allah is the cause of truth and justice
Ameen.
For all Ameen. Humankind.
Ameen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Ameen. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. And now Shaheed Shabbat teaching on the evil. And their people are addicted to evil. Evil. And he's letting us see and know that the evil of ourselves, of our souls, is what's bringing on this destruction. We can't point to others. We have to look at self because we are responsible for only our own self, our own soul. The world has regressed
and it's back to where it was some 1,300 years ago. Why? Because man has allowed himself to join hands with evil and thus has tainted his soul. Tainted his soul means he's put a block. There's a block on his soul that is evil. And he's allowing it to take over. Nebuchadnezzar was talking about leaders today, the leaders. The leaders are supposed to have the best of morals, not the worst of morals. But what do we see today? The leaders have the worst of morals. So who is there to guide them? Who is there to guide to the right? If the leaders have the worst of morals, if the presidents have the worst of morals, the kings have the worst of morals, then where is your leadership coming from? Where is your guidance coming from? People, it says in the Quran, it says, say, shall we indeed call on others besides the law, things that can do us neither good nor harm, and turn our heels after receiving guidance from Allah, like ones whom the evil ones have made into a fool, wandering bewildered through the earth. His friends call and come to us, vainly guiding him to the path. Said Allah's guidance is the only guidance, and we have been directed to submit ourselves to the Lord of the world, to establish regular prayers, and to fear Allah. But it is to him that we shall be gathered together. Obviously, we don't believe this today. Obviously, we really don't have the faith we say we have. Otherwise, we would not have the conduct, this unseemly, this disgusting, disrespectful, evil, foul, filthy conduct that the people are projecting today. Evidently, we do not believe people. But whether we believe or not, we will see that Allah's words are true. And for those whose eyes are open, they can already see it. We are, once again, want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thank all of you for the support that you are giving to us. And now I'm going to turn the teaching back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum again to everybody. Peace be upon everybody again. What I was thinking about as the co-host was giving those beautiful words, and the brother too, is that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he said religion is sincerity. He also said righteousness is good morality. And he said wrongdoing is that which wavers in our soul, in our conscience and heart, and which we dislike people to find out about. So, you see, people, only righteousness can destroy evil. You kill evil with Allah's truth. Truth will hit falsehood in the brains and knocks his brain out, like Muhammad Ali knocking out somebody. Truth, I would say, is Muhammad Ali. Donald Trump, I would say, is an opponent that he knocked out. Just using that as a scenario, humanly wise. But the truth, it hits falsehood. Didn't falsehood say in the Quran, I fear Allah? So we take the truth out here, people, and not just speak it, but Prophet Muhammad said, prayers and peace be upon him, when a true believer, mu'min, not Muslim, but when a true mu'min believer is seen, they remind people of Allah. Check that out. You don't have to talk the truth. The truth ain't to just be talked. The truth is to be lived. In the old gospel, Old Testament, it says, in the beginning it was Allah, the God, the creator, Allah. And say, it was his word, and he is the word. And say, then he brought everything into existence by his word, by saying, kun fayakun, be, and it was. And then say he created man and woman. But we didn't become a living souls until he went, put some of his real spirit into our hearts, and we became living souls. So if you want to live today, people, come back to your spiritual life inside your heart. stop desiring evil. Stop desiring the lust of this world. Allah, the Creator, say the root of all evil is the love of the material world. Yes. The material world, Allah says, a magician. He said, and the things in it ain't nothing but goods and channels of deception to deceive you into believing that they're real, and when you get into them, you get find that you start then, your life starts deteriorating mentally, physically, and spiritually. And Allah said again, when evil gets you in its grip, it never relaxes effort to lead you on, more and more. Evil don't sleep, people. We as human beings sleep, but I'm here to say to you, evil don't sleep. Evil's right there with you, trying to whisper to you, and if you don't wake up and thank Allah and stay taqwa, God conscious, and stay in dhikr, remember love Allah, and go to bed, that's why we got 5 prayers a day, from the morning till we go to bed, from sunrise to sunset, and then before we lay down to go to bed, we say our Isha prayer so that we will be protected even in our sleep from the Satan, because he's a spirit, he don't sleep. He's an evil jinn. Evil jinn. So he's whispering when you sleep. So you best not go to bed with no bad thoughts on your mind. Dude, boy, you're going to have a rough time. You might not wake up. He might put you in such a state, and Allah ain't going to protect you because you done forgot him. Allah said, if you remember me, I'll remember you. So why do we want, they took prayer out of school here in America too, didn't they? Uh-huh. Yeah, about 30 years ago, they took prayer out of school. When I was going to school in the 50s, 60s, everybody had to go to the auditorium, and they had to pray. And then after they prayed, guess what? We had to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You know what? When they got, I didn't even do it. When everybody would stand up, I would bend down so they couldn't see me. I wouldn't say it because I wasn't going to pledge no allegiance to this evil and wicked, diabolic country, government called America. I wasn't going to give my allegiance to nobody but my Creator. I didn't know him properly then, but I felt him in my heart. And he in my heart told me, don't you submit and surrender your will to this evil, wicked, these evil, wicked people here treating your people like they ain't even human. You submit to me. You keep seeking me. You're going to go through trials, tribulation, because I want you to learn that evil ain't your friend. Most Muslims today, I'm talking to y'all now, Muslim, you all, you act just like evil is good. You can't tell most Muslims from the other disbelievers in the world today. And it ain't supposed to be that way. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, when all the people in the world was in spiritual darkness, that man still was living a good life. Even his enemies who tried to kill him, they trusted him with their wealth, and they didn't even trust each other, honor among thieves. So that tells you the power not only of the word of Allah, but as the brother kept emphasizing it, it shows you the power of the example of the man called Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, who lived 1,400 years ago and a little change. And that man, just because of his conduct, his enemies trusted him. A brother told me today, he said, Brother Shaheed, he said, people know you serious about your deen just by the way you live. Even if they don't like you, they still respect you because they know you're serious about your God, Allah, and your deen. So my job is done. When people see me, I remind them of Allah. They come up to me talking about God. They called me on the phone by accident. It ain't no accident. A guy called me the other day, and he was crying. He said, I'm about to give up, and it ain't no accident. God bless me to call you. I said, sir, you're absolutely right. And I went on to give him teachings of Islam. And he said, now I feel better. I feel like I got some hope. So Allah say the first ones he going to judge on the day of judgment is the Muslim and their followers. and on the day of, because they had the truth and they wouldn't take it out to the world like the Jews didn't and the Christians didn't, and they were cursed. Now the Muslim world is cursed because they're trying to act like the truth belongs just to the Muslim and don't belong to humanity. We're one human family under one divine spiritual creator. And our job is to love Allah and to love all his creatures and his creation, like the brother said, and walk through the earth humbly. If you were, Allah say we can't even approach him unless we approach him in humility. Yes. Humility, showing that you know that I ain't in control of nothing, that I can't help myself without the help of my Creator. I can't do nothing. Without his help, you can't even breathe. You'll just die right now. If he wants you to die, who can keep you alive? He said for y'all that think y'all in control, when y'all relatives or loved ones die, and he take their soul out of their body, on up to their boats, through their passage, on up to him. He said, call his soul back and put it in the body and make your relative live again in your claim of independence if you think of any man as God. No, la ilaha illallah. No God but one God, Allah. People, the unity of God will destroy all evil. That's why evil's main weapon is division, divide and conquer. That's why we're taught if we come together and pray in unity, we'll be blessed 27 times more than by ourselves. And we are taught to put our bodies together so as to not to let evil come in between us. People, these are some of your final calls to come back to your Creator, because you don't have very long to do that. Because he says sin can reach a stage, and it's done did that with most people, where your doors of forgiveness are closed. You know how you know that? When people just keep sinning and call themselves, especially believing in God, whoever they want to call the Creator. Because no matter how you, what your name you call him, all his names are beautiful. So if you call him any other name other than a beautiful, righteous name, you're not talking about the real Creator. You're talking about your own false God fetish. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. And my name is Shahid Shabazz. And I'm Shahid Shabazz teaching today on being addicted to the evil. The world is addicted to evil. Yes, the people are addicted to evil today. And we can see clearly, as I said, from the conditions around us, exactly what he's saying, the message that he's sending out people. And people, why? Why are the people so addicted to evil? Because they choose to follow self. They choose to follow their own desires. They refuse to listen to the guidance of their Creator. They say they believe, but they show they don't believe. Their conduct is unseemly. It's not that. It's not the blueprint that Allah has put on this earth for us to follow. They're rejecting that blueprint, and they're choosing to do their so-called own thing. We remember in the 60s, start to do your thing, do what you want to do.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
That we have today, because we have forgotten that we don't believe that we are going to be responsible in the end. Each individual must answer for himself. Nobody else can answer for you. And we are responsible for the condition of this world today. Each of us have a responsibility towards trying to improve and make this a better world in which you live, and bring back the lost way of life, bring back the good way, the right way of life. And we know just a few years back when we were children, the world was not like, nothing like it is today. I remember when if there was a neighbor that needed some eggs, they could call the neighbor, and they would call and say, Miss So-and-so, do you have any eggs today? I'm trying to cook breakfast, and I need so-and-so eggs. And if we had those eggs, we'd give them. If not, what would we do? We would call another neighbor or give them someone else to call to see if they might have the eggs. We help one another in that neighborhood.
We don't even know one another today. So you see, we have come a long way from what is good, from helping each other. Those people lying in those streets are homeless. It's their responsibility of each of us. How many have gone out to try to feed, to try to talk, to try to encourage them to go out and get help, to give them places to go, to give them covering of blankets for the cold? No, we passed by them to sniffle. Wow, let them embarrassing us, laying on those streets like that. That's a sin and a shame. No, you are the sin and the shame. They are your test. That's what you don't understand. They are your, you have been tested as to how you're going to treat these people that are on the street.
That's
the
right.
Choice is on you. So let's understand what our significance is on earth. We are servants of our Creator. We are servants of Allah. And He has given us blueprint that He has for us for life. He's told us what He wants to do, and He told us how to do it. And now he's just watching and seeing if we're going to follow His way or we're going to follow our own selfish desires, the evil from within. I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahi Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We had a sister on earlier. I would see if you'd like to have a we want you to come in, people. This is not Imam Shahi Shabazz's show. This is not Islam Abdullah's show. This is your show. It's for you to voice your concerns and for you to come in and have any information that you feel like you want the people to know, that they should know anything they should know. You express it on this station. Express it. That's just what it's for. Feel free to join us. Hit that number one button, those of you who are sitting in the audience just listening. Most of us love to listen, and we don't want to say anything. It's hard to get to speak out, but we can get us to listen. And we know there are those who are sitting in the audience, but they don't want to listen. But we need you. We need your comments. We want to know that we're giving you the information that you're seeking. We need to know that, too. Okay, so let's try again and see if we can get
you. You and the brother just continue. Keep on doing the good. That's all that matters. Keep on doing the good.
You guarantee that we would do that, my brother. I would do that until there's no more life in my body.
Alhamdulillah.
And that's a promise to Allah.
Yes, keep on doing the good.
And thank you,
brother.
Thank you for the encouragement. I think I know who this beautiful brother is up there in the D.C. area.
I feel the same way with you, brother.
I know you do.
So
thank you, sir.
Keep on doing the good, buddy. That's all that matters.
You got it. I want to encourage you. Do the same in the D.C. area.
Yes, indeed.
Because you are one of the doers of good in the D.C. area.
Indeed.
I know that.
Yes,
I know you.
And we're going to stay that way. I know you too, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, my brother.
Okay, I'm
going to
say,
Thank you for joining us today, brother.
Thank you, Brother Marion.
Thank you,
sister. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Yes, I'm about to leave right now, but I really appreciate everything.
Thank you, sir. And keep joining us.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And now we're going to try and see again if the sister might have something to say. We'd like to give you a chance to know sometimes. You haven't been on long enough. You just want to listen for a while before you express yourself, before you give a comment. But now that the show is almost ended, we have a few minutes to go. We're going to see if this sister has a comment at this time. Assalamu alaikum, my beautiful sister. At this time, is there a comment, anything that you would like to say?
No, I was just taking notes. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Again, thank you for just joining us. We appreciate it. May Allah bless you and reward you for your support.
Yes. Thank you, sister.
And our radio listening audience, yes, you are listening to Imam Shahi Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We thank you for joining us. Next time, invite someone else to join us too. Bring someone else along and let them also listen to the beautiful life-giving teaching of Imam Shaheed Shabazz from the Holy Quran, the guidance from Allah that he has sent to mankind. So have others. If you're enjoying it, if you're a believer and you believe in what's being taught and you're enjoying it, we ask you to share. Share it with somebody else by inviting them to join you and listen in also. And now I give you again Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you very much, because I don't want the show to close out without Allah blessing me to share this with all the audience, and they can take it to those other Muslims especially. This is mostly dedicated to us as Muslims, but in general it's for all people that say they believe in a God or a creator. Those who, the title of it is Allah, God, not the rebellious. This is from the Quran, Surah 9. Allah says, those who strive and suffer in Allah's cause are promised by Allah a special mercy from Allah. They are promised Allah's own good pleasure, gardens of perpetual delight, the supreme reward to live their life always in Allah's divine presence, always close to Allah. These are in graduations or evolutions. Allah promised them a special mercy higher from heaven flowing down on them more than all other people or creatures. This is a blessed consciousness of Allah. This is a blessed consciousness of Allah's good pleasure, which raises their soul above their flesh desires. Is that state of permanent spiritual assurance, which is a promise from Allah that they will come back to heaven and that they will meet and see Allah. Allah say, if it be that your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your mates, or your families, the wealth that ye have gained, the commerce in which ye fear decline, or the dwellings in which ye delight, are dearer to you than Allah or his prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or the striving in Allah's cause, he say, then wait until Allah brings about his decision, and he say, Allah guides not the rebellious. He won't guide you. In my conclusion, people's hearts cling, Allah say, to their families, to their parents, mothers, fathers, children, brothers and sisters, husband or wives or other relatives, material wealth and prosperity, commerce or means of profit and gain, material gain, or noble buildings for dignity or comfort. Allah say, if these things are to hinder you or keep you from striving and going forth in this cause, or calling this people back to his straight way, he say, I will not guide you. He say, we have to love and choose Allah. This is what he say. He said, we got to choose which we love most, these things, these people. He said, we must love Allah even if it means the sacrifice of the love of everything and everybody else. And in the end, he said, sincere believers are those whose faith in Allah is so strong that they not only believe in the future life after death, but they show their faith in Allah in their conduct. Excuse me. I apologize. They share their faith by a spirit of devotion and charity, a true and abiding spirit, meaning a spirit of that they're always out spreading Allah's truth, not merely a spirit of insulated acts like most Muslims do. Some Christians, that they do some good when they want to, and then when they don't feel like it, they don't do it. He said, but moreover, they must not bow or submit to worldly greed or ambition, which produces fear of worldly power. That's it. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you understood what I was saying, people.
Yes, sir. I remember saying that we were taught that the believers, I believe it was, so I'm going to make sure I'm right in saying this, but the followers are many, but the believers are few. So we are just being able to see this. Allah is allowing us to see the reality of this fact. that the followers are many, but the believers are few. If the believers are not few, why don't they come up to the plate? Why don't they come on up and show us, not by their mouths, not by socializing with one another, but getting out in those streets and reaching the people, helping those who need help. Brothers and sisters, we should have shelters all over D.C. for the people who need to. Not shelters, but now we should have turned those shelters into homes. We should have communities. There should be no need of property like this. When the law has blessed so many, they have a financial substance to come together and build one of the most beautiful communities like others are doing. When other people come over here from other countries, they invite as many into their home as they can get. And they don't have to be from that country. They just speak their language so they can understand it. And they invite them in, allow them to get on their feet and work together. And they go out and they get them a home. And they build communities. And they try to live together as close as they can within that community. And we here, we as African Americans, have been here in the United States, born here, lived here all our lives. And we don't have decent communities that we can come together and call our own.
That's right.
We're living in somebody else's place, most of us.
That's right.
And getting upset because they won't provide us a place to live.
When that's
the Lord
right.
has given us to provide for ourselves in unity.
That's right.
Together as one human family. We need to work together as one family. And we should come bring our resources together and do for self. No one should have to go outside the community first to try to get any help and go to another people of another community. But unfortunately, the African Americans, whose forefathers, their ancestors, built this country. They're the ones who mainly built the country. And we are the beggars. We are the beggars. Oh, brother, they would really bring them to shame. They would be so hurt if they could come back and see the conditions we're living in. Our African-American brothers and sisters, our so-called Muslims, what are we doing to eliminate this condition and bring ourselves together and have beautiful communities? Bring the ones up or down. Lift them up. And teach them and show them how to do for self and to become self-sufficient too and then have them to work to reach and bring somebody else up. That's the way it goes. Maybe we have this understanding. It's later than you think. So we need to get it together and be for real.
That's right.
Thank you, Mel Shahid Shabbat. I don't mean to take up your time. I think we have here now about 5 more minutes here. So we will give you that chance to speak, and then we will have you close out with the prayer.
Well, I want to close out by first of all saying we thank Allah for giving us another day to get it right. That is all of us. And we thank Allah for blessing us with this program, beautiful program to inform people of the true way of life that their creator created for them, which is Al-Islam. And we pray that Allah protect us from anything we said that was misleading. If we said anything, we don't think we did because we was listening. He was only using our bodies to speak through, but we was learning as other people were learning. So we pray that he bless us to continue this program. But more than that, we pray that he will bless from among the Muslims, a band of people. He said, let there rise out of you a band, a group of people from among the Muslim community and join into all that's good and forbidden from all that's wrong. He said, they will be the successful ones in this world and in the next life. So people, Muslims, fellow Muslims, the work is not inside the masjids. The work is outside. We go in the masjid to worship Allah together, and we come out to serve Him together. So what is the famous Arabic word that tells about the servant of Allah? The co-host got the last name, Abdullah, servant of Allah. We were created to be servants of Allah, servants of our Creator. So if you ain't serving humanity, Allah said he don't care nothing about your fasting, making Hajj Muslims, your prayers, or your worship. You got to work. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, in my closing, said work. W-R-K is worship. And we were told, and this was this long too, when I was little, that faith or prayer without works is dead. Allah don't regard your prayers if you get up from making your prayers and all you're concerned about is yourself and nobody else, helping nobody else. He don't even answer. He disregards your prayers altogether. That's why he say, come together in unity prayer. And Muslims, you need to get on your job because Prophet Muhammad said, and I'm about finished, he said on the day of judgment, he's seen a large number of his followers that was in his day going into the hellfire. And he asked Allah, the Creator, say, why is they going in the hell? They was with me when I was on earth. And Allah said, you don't know what they invented into the religion, into this way of life after you left. So we have to be careful with that bidda, my opinion, what I think, what I feel. Allah says in the Quran, in my closing, whose word can be truer than the Creator? He's all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful. Oh, Allah, please bless us with understanding. Please bless us to be lights in this spiritual and mental dark world of people so that they will be able to see your light. And that they may be guided back to your straight path, and your path is straight. It's not crooked. You can't do evil and good and follow your straight path. Evil and good leads into crookedness and deception. Allah has given us a straight way back to him, and that straight way is the book called the Holy Quran. I wish all of you well today, and I wish you all and pray you all a blessed new year. That don't know Allah, get to know Allah by reading this book, Quran, and following the example of his last prophet, Muhammad, who represents the best conduct and the best and the good of God, the best good and the best goodness of God in all of us. He better represents the best conduct for all human beings if they want to have any hope to be saved on the day of judgment. I mean. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you very much for joining us this Sunday. And you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today. And we pray that, inshallah, you will join us again. Same time next Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. for Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator.
There's no time
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. Why don't you give love? true.
And some of them are our friends.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly. No matter how evil the world gets, and we won't change no matter how mean people get, and we won't change no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us, peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim, peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind, that final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.